Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
A couple people sent me the story about Volkswagen out of Germany. Now, we talked before about how Volkswagen was involved in a scandal here in America, but also just basically worldwide because they sell cars all over the place. And they had a problem with the fact that they had set up their cars apparently to cheat when they're being tested for emissions. And that thing got nicknamed Dieselgate, because that's how we nickname every bad thing in America. You slap the word gate on the end of it. So Germany's top court backs VW customers over Dieselgate. This is from DW.com, and Matthias sent it to me. And here's the thing. We know what happened in America. In America, they were forced to buy these vehicles back, and they rounded them all up. And I remember seeing just acres and acres and acres of them in Pontiac, Michigan, at the site of the old Pontiac Silverdome, because they just needed a place to marshal all these cars together. There's a lot of debate about what was going to happen to those cars, because, you know, what good were they? Well, this fight has been going on this entire time in Germany, and apparently German laws aren't as clear as they are in America, which may or may not surprise you. The Federal Court of Justice has classed manipulative software in diesel cars as a defect. So it's interesting because you might say, wait, it was done on purpose, though. Well, for legal purposes, apparently in Germany, if the car is defective, it's different than if the car is somehow manipulative. The car is toying with me. The decision is a major boost for consumers seeking damages over the VW Dieselgate scandal. Germany's top court on Friday issued the opinion that could help consumers who want to sue auto giant Volkswagen over the wide-ranging scandal that we know as Dieselgate. The Federal Court of Justice said that the emissions cheating software purposely put into hundreds of thousands of diesel cars produced by several companies could be considered a defect for legal purposes. They said, in a case of a vehicle delivered to the buyer with an illegal defeat device, the presence of a material defect can be assumed. The decision was about more than semantics, however, as the wording will provide a boon to diesel customers who are trying to get their class action lawsuit going against VW in Germany. And now, DW.com says this kind of a suit is a rarity in Germany. In America, we hear about class action lawsuits all the time. But in Germany, apparently, they're very, very difficult to do and less common. So this is a huge ruling for them. It also means that VW cannot argue that it should not have to buy the cars back, as the firm had claimed they remained functional. So the company's going, look, cars still run. They're not defective. According to Volkswagen, 50,000 lawsuits are pending against them, with about 14,000 settled, many of them in favor of the company. And by Volkswagen, we're also referring to the affiliated businesses, but just think of this as one big group. Dieselgate erupted in 2015 when U.S. researchers discovered that many Volkswagen vehicles had software installed to make it look like the cars were passing emissions regulations when they were not. A number of car makers soon became targeted with similar accusations, and those accusations were then leveled against Volvo, Jeep, Renault, and Fiat. Customers and consumers were irate, as vehicles they thought had been frugal purchases soon became illegal to use in many parts of Germany. VW has had to pay about 28 billion euros in compensation, or 31 and three quarters billion dollars. That's for compensation, fines, buybacks, and retrofits. The scandal is believed to have affected about 11 million cars worldwide and has caused significant damage to VW's reputation. Now, that's a story that Matthias sent me, and Steve sent me one from MarketWatch, which is an American entity. It's actually an Associated Press story, and it talks more about how this affects the American side of this. So German courts says Volkswagen must buy back diesel cars, and a German court ruled that Volkswagen must buy back the cars. But consumers must accept the current value of the car based on the mileage they drove since buying it, not the purchase price. And so this is a nuance that was not in the previous story. Because if the manufacturer buys your car back from you, what price do they determine to do the buyback at? Now, many laws, like Lemon laws, specifically have a formula. And they say, well, it's based on what you paid towards the car less an offset for use. And the offset for use is usually based upon how many miles you put on it before the defect occurred. But these cars were defective at the inception. So you can't use the Lemon Law mileage offset because there wouldn't be one. I'm not saying that that wouldn't be a good way to go, but that's not what they're doing here. What they're doing here instead is they're saying, look, we're going to say that you got your use out of the car. In fact, no one's claiming the cars were not useful because of the defect. They're just simply saying that the defect made the cars illegal with respect to their emission standards. So what they're apparently saying is the manufacturer's got to buy the car back at simple full market value. And that becomes an issue then, because some people are going to say, well, wait, shouldn't I get more? Well, the courts apparently don't think that way. So Volkswagen said the decision announced Monday would clear the way for settlement of remaining consumer claims in Germany. And the quote they said is, for the majority of the 60,000 pending cases, this ruling provides clarity. Volkswagen is now seeking to bring these proceedings to a prompt conclusion in agreement with the plaintiffs. We will therefore approach the plaintiffs with the adequate settlement proposals. The aim is to relieve the burden on the judiciary as quickly as possible. So again, these are the individual cases. I mentioned earlier about the class action that might proceed. Some people, in theory, might be able to sell their car back and still get something out of the class. I've not seen the pleadings because, number one, they're probably in German. And number two, I don't understand legal German theory, especially in German. But the aim is to relieve the burden on the judiciary as quickly as possible. The case decided on Monday involved a plaintiff who bought a Volkswagen model in 2014 that was equipped with the software. He had sought the full purchase price, but the court ruled he must accept less due to depreciation related to the distance he drove. The individual case is expected to serve as a guideline for the others. And of course, Volkswagen was caught cheating in September 2015 in the U.S. and has since paid more than 33 billion euros in fines and so on and so forth. Two executives went to prison in the United States, and more are facing criminal proceedings and investigations in Germany. Let's not forget that. And Volkswagen, meanwhile, still faces lawsuits from its investors. And that's one of the things that I don't talk about that much here, simply because I've never represented an investor in a derivative lawsuit. But if you are a corporation and you are behaving as a corporation behaves, and somewhere along the line you harm a bunch of consumers, those consumers sue the corporation to get compensation, and that costs the corporation money to defend itself and possibly pay off claims. But an argument can be made by people who simply own stock in the company, shareholders. The shareholders are actually the company. Now, individual shareholders don't make decisions for the company. The board makes those decisions. And the board, of course, is run, and then there's usually a CEO or a COO or a CFO or a bunch of these things, and they could be combined, they could be separate entities. If the group of people who run the corporation do things that are wildly wrong or criminal or malfeasance or, you know, negligent, and it harms the company, a stockholder could stand up and say, wait, I'm the owner of this company, partially, and what you're doing is so far beyond what you're supposed to do that we're going to sue you for what you've done. And the interesting thing is, if you buy stock in a corporation, like I said, you are a fractional owner of the corporation. You are the corporation, fractionally. But the people that you elect, the board of directors and so on, I understand most people aren't in a position to have any say in that other than their one vote or whatever votes they get for how many shares they've got. But the people who are on the board and the CEO, CFO, COO and all those have a fiduciary duty to not just run the company to the best of their abilities, but also to protect the assets of the corporation and to run the corporation legally. And so in a situation like this, where it appears that laws were broken, okay, you got to go back and find out at what level were those laws broken? Who knew about this and when, as they often say. So that's an interesting angle. I have not seen the pleadings or any explanation of those lawsuits. I suspect that they have a similar one here in America, but I will look into that. But as of right now, it looks like Germany's top court has recently issued the ruling that will allow them to finally monetize all the damages and put this thing to bed. Finally. And hey, it's only been 5 years. So there you go. Like I say, litigation is never fast. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If nothing ever sticks to Teflon, how do they make it stick to the pan?